Yeah, like I used to be called Baby Cap, skinniest guy on the team, and I just thought, you know what, like if I'm gonna do this, I want to be coming from being skinny because that's the story. Even now, like when I first got to Eastern Washington, it was rough. I was a good athlete, but I didn't know how to play football, and you know, I just had a lot of tough times. But eventually, I got to the point where I was like, no, I'm not Cooper Kupp, I'm not Kendrick Bourne, I'm not any of these NFL guys that came through. I'm Nolan Holt, and this is my story.
To another episode of The Burn. I am Ben Newman, and I know you have this down by now. Every single week, we're going to bring you an episode of a story of an athlete, an entertainer, an entrepreneur, somebody from the business world, people attacking the highest levels of their performance. And what I've recognized in our work, working with some of the highest performers to ever walk the face of the earth, that why and purpose is not enough. It comes down to that underlying burn, and it's that burn that ignites why and purpose that then causes people to be disciplined in their action every single day. And so today is no exception. We have a very special guest for you, and what's special about this is Nolan actually reached out to me. And Nolan, who's a college football player at Eastern Washington University, which we'll get into that. I got some fun stories about Eastern Washington. But he reached out saying that he watches the show, fan of the show, understands my work with guys collegiately and as well as in the NFL. And he said, man, I got a powerful story that I want to share. And he just poured into sharing his story. And I was like, yeah, the answer is a yes. Nolan, it is a yes. That we are going to have you on The Burn. And Nolan, I just want to say, number one, I appreciate you reaching out. I love how you show up in life. I love your story. Just so you guys know, before we hit record, he said, I've already been to meetings. I've already caught balls off the jug machine, which typically the balls off the jug machine is extra work for those of you receivers out there that listen to the show. That's typically extra work. That's the unrequired work that we talk about. So, Nolan, I appreciate how you show up, and I was very excited to have you on the show, and now you're here. So welcome to The Burn.
Thank you so much, Ben. Like I said before we hopped on, it's such an honor to be on here with you and to be able to learn from you. And like I said, like just it's so cool that you responded to me. And, you know, we share that FCS bond here, so I appreciate that. I'm excited to get going here.
Well, what Nolan's referring to with that FCS bond is when I was at North Dakota State and Coach Kleiman and the North Dakota State Bison provided me with my first ever opportunity to work with a college football program. And it was a absolute blast being able to start there. My first year was Carson Wentz's senior year, and it was a fifth straight national title. Well, one of the three national championships that I was a part of at North Dakota State, we played Eastern Washington, and your current coach, Coach Best, I will never forget. I mean, he stood up at the breakfast. For those of you listening, if you can picture this, I don't know why they like had us do a barbecue the night before. You put us in the same room to have breakfast together. I mean, it's a trip. It's like we're about to like fight these men for 60 minutes and you keep putting us in the same room together. And Best got up there, even though we ended up, no pun intended, got the best of you that day and won the national championship and beat you guys. I knew he was building a special program and carrying on the tradition of the strength of Eastern Washington's program because of how he communicated, the confidence, the belief he had in his players. And it was great to have that opportunity, even though we came out ahead. You're at a special place in Eastern Washington, Nolan.
I appreciate that a lot.
Here's actually where I want to start, and this will be a surprise for you, hopefully. You know, not many individuals come from Canada to play college football in the United States. And that's something a lot of people don't realize, that there's not a lot of football being played up in Canada. Yes, there's Canadian football, but it's not the way that it is here in the United States. The level of competition is not the same. So you really have to have a driven individual. And I learned this from my guy, John Metchie at the University of Alabama. So I know you know all about Metchie. I knew you were gonna smile when I said that. one of John Metchie's goals, you know, he ended up just getting drafted by the Texans, and he's an inspirational story, battling cancer right now, unable to play in his rookie season in the NFL. But Metchie coming from Canada with the odds stacked against you to play in the United States, just like the odds are stacked against you to come play in the United States, there was an edge. There's an edge that I always felt in my conversations with Metchie that he showed up with, and he had that edge on the field. And Nolan, this is one of the main reasons why I said yes to the interview with you. It was your work ethic. It was your courage, but it was because I felt the same thing from you. And it was that edge that you have when you come from Canada, because you're doubted, right? People are saying, how are you going to come to the United States and play college football? Do you understand it's different here? And so I heard it from Metchie over the years, but I'd love to hear it from you. How much did that fuel you growing up as a kid in Canada? And is that part of your burn today?
Oh, yeah. And even you talking about John Metchie, yeah, it's a guy that I definitely look up to, very familiar with, other guys like Chase Claypool, guys like that, that have really put on for Canada, inspired me to do the same thing. And man, talk about the edge. I'm going to tell you a story. So before I came down, I finally got the offer, which was a crazy story, getting the offer in the first place. But as soon as I got the offer and I committed to Eastern Washington, I was like, okay, I need to be like prepared more than I could even imagine. Like, these guys are probably grinding. Like, I had this picture in my head of what it was like down here. And so I'm telling you, like, I text you this, like, I'm waking up at 4 a.m. Like, especially during COVID, like, it was kind of out of control. I was working out 5-6 hours a day, studying guys, calling different coaches, trying to somehow get coached. And I got down here and it was like kind of a disappointment. Like, I came in and I was over prepared. Like, people really didn't come with the same mentality that I did. But like John, you said with John Metchie, like, it's such an advantage, because I tell guys all the time, you don't know hunger like I know hunger. Like, I got it out of the freaking sewers. Like, it was a pipe dream for me to come down to the States. Like, I was watching all these under the radar videos. I was watching, looking at the top 24/7 guys, but you guys were grown up around them, so you didn't know any better. But for me, it was like this whole distant land, even though I am pretty close. But yes, every single day, it's that chip on my shoulder. And not only just with football, but in life, like, you know, I come from a mother who had me when she was 18. My dad was 16 when I was born, turned 17 a month later. And we had nothing. She was working three jobs. We were eating 7-layer dip for dinner and had suitcases for tables. And so, like, that chip comes all the way back from then, but it's always like, I've always been the underdog. But that is, like you're saying, that is my edge, because it gives me the hunger and the work ethic. And like, I'm not talented at all. I just got here off of pure hustle and determination. That's it.
Well, one thing I know was not given to you, and you guys can go check out his Instagram to see the shape that Nolan has got himself into. But Nolan, tell us, because you were skinny. I mean, you were a undersized kid. I mean, skinny, thin, not a lot of weight. You probably had some doubts. And even though there's some people listening, I know you're from the business world, you might not even watch sports, you may not watch, but this still relates to you, because there's something you're facing right now where you're saying, that's not possible for me. And so I want you to take us to the mindset where you had this big dream, you wanted to play football, but you had this skinny little frame, which is now a very built frame, but you had this skinny little frame. Take us back to maybe some of that self-talk that you had about, can I even build the body that will allow me to compete at that level?
Man, and it's crazy you say that. Like, people used to call me Baby Gap. I was the skinniest guy on the team. I got made fun of all the time. And like I was telling you, like, I've always been the underdog, always been the underdog. And for me, I had a feeling that God, like, chose me, you know? And like, I know you're very, very big in your faith. Like, for me, faith was huge. Like, he put this calling on my heart to go D1. And I was guided, and I just knew no matter what, it was going to work out. And I had seen so many examples in front of me. Like, my mom came from nothing to something. And I just knew, like, growth mindset was just intertwined into who I was right from the get-go. And there was just so many people that came into my life at the right time. And I think it's because I was looking, I was very opportunity focused. That's what I tell a lot of people. Like, you're so caught up in what you're doing that you're not even seeing these opportunities. They're passing right in front of your face. And I used to be called Baby Gap, skinniest guy on the team. And I just thought, you know what, like, if I'm going to do this, I want to be coming from being skinny, because that's the story. Even now, like when I first got to Eastern Washington, it was rough. Like, I just didn't know how to play football really. Right. And I was a good athlete, but I didn't know how to play football. And, you know, I just had a lot of tough times, but eventually I got to the point where I was like, no, I'm not Cooper Kupp. I'm not Kendrick Bourne. I'm not any of these NFL guys that came through. I'm Nolan Olm. And this is my story. And that's what I would say to people listening to this is, like, it's your story. And the beauty is in the struggle. Like, it's all the stuff that you talk about. And the mindset that kept me going is, the thing that really changed my life was, and this is a really funny story, but it's true. Before I went to this big family vacation in Hawaii we were going to take, we had lost a game, my junior varsity in my ninth grade year. And, you know, I'm sitting on the field and it was like that first little dribble of like you say, the burn, the fire inside. And I'm sitting there on the field and I'm just looking around and I'm like, I'm just done. I'm done being average. I'm done being good. Cause I was a good player, you know, in Canada. Like you said, there's not a lot of competition up there. But I was like, I'm done being good. I'm trying to be better than that. You know, I want to be great. I want to be extraordinary. And so anyways, I'm in my house one day and I see Rocky V on the TV. I'm like, oh, Rocky V. I didn't even know there was a Rocky V. I'm like, that's super cool. And I really thought about it. I'm like, I haven't really watched the movies before. So, you know, I text my grandma or I ask my mom. I say, hey, for my Christmas present, I want the Rocky movies. And if I could, like, I would love to have them for our trip. Right. So we get them. We go to Hawaii. And I watch Rocky One, and then it changes my life. Holy smokes. I'm like, that is me. I am Rocky. I came from the struggle. My mom came from the struggle, but we didn't make excuses. And this is like my podcast. We just made it happen. Some people make excuses. Some people make it happen. And I watch these movies and I'm seeing them wake up, work out. And I'm like, I'm just going to start doing that. I didn't have any plan. Like, so many people want to wait for the perfect time. No, I just was like, yeah, I'm just going to go. So I got back home. I watched these Rocky movies, and specifically the third one. There's a scene, which I don't know if you're familiar with them, Ben, but
of course.
Yeah. The third one, when Apollo's training them and Rocky's just like in the dumps. Right. And he's hitting them and hitting them. And he said, what's going on, Rock? Right. And Rocky goes, I'll do it tomorrow. And Apollo goes, there is no tomorrow. That was the theme of my life from then on. There is no tomorrow. Now. Take action in the now. The only thing that's real is in the now. Like, greatness only happens in the present moment. There is no greatness in the future. There is no greatness in the past. It's what you're doing right now. Like, you talk about the process. But came back and started waking up at 5 a.m., lifting in my basement, unfinished basement, just like, you know, it's like out of a movie. Going to the CrossFit gym at night with my dad. I had a really good connection there. And I didn't even know I want to go D1, but that's where this, like you talk about the burn, that's where it started. And that's what got me from the skinny, not talented, very like not confident kid to where I am now. So
that's the part of the story that I love. It's just your passion. It's your energy. It's the connection to the process that it takes to drive success. Now, you mentioned their names. That was part of what I wanted to get to surprise you, although I knew you would know that I knew at least one of them, although I've got a great connection, you know, to both of them. But Cooper Kupp, I've had the opportunity to spend some time with and work with in my time with the Los Angeles Rams. And then, of course, Kendrick Bourne is now catching footballs from my guy, Mac Jones. So it's pretty unique that you and I also have that connection with the two biggest receivers that have come from Eastern Washington that are now the example for you that it can be done from a school like Eastern Washington. So how much does that example, because I think so many of us in life, we, you know, try to do things on our own and we don't understand the power of coaching or the power of mentors. You being a Division I athlete, you understand coaching, right? You never turn on the game and the football game is played with no coach, right? And coaches, position coaches, strength coaches, mental coaches. But I think a lot of people, they resist that. And so I just want to encourage everybody when you hear Nolan's answer, once again, like, understand you don't have to do it alone. You can have coaches in every single aspect that support you and help you. But then there's also those mentors, those individuals who came before you, the John Gordons in my life, the Ed Milettes in my life, those individuals who push you and challenge you to think bigger and to give more. How important, I know you've had great coaches, great influence in your life, but how important has that example been for you of Cooper Kupp and Kendrick Bourne to come from Eastern Washington and to do the things that they're doing at the next level? Kendrick's on his way, younger in the league, but Cooper certainly is doing things that probably similar to you, people at some point in time were saying, how's this kid from Eastern Washington going to go do what he's doing now in the league?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. I'll say it's everything. It's why I came here. I used to watch, there's a video of Coop, and it's a pregame special they do of him. And guess what he talks about? He talks about the preparation. And he's such a cool story because same thing, he came into Eastern, but he was skinny when he came into Eastern. So it was like the reverse. Like I needed to learn football. Coop needed to become a better athlete all around, right? So I just, for me, and looking at him, like, he, like we're talking about, he came from nothing to something while he was here. And especially Kendrick too. Kendrick developed too. Like that's what this school is built off of. And to have those examples and to give me something to chase, like that's what I want to be. That's why I'm doing this. I want to put on for Canada and I want to show people that, listen, it's okay. You don't have to go to a prep school. And if a prep school is your way, it's your way. But I didn't want to go to a prep school because I wanted to make it from where I was from. And I want to do a lot of great things in the community of Kelowna. That's where I'm originally from. And I want to put Kelowna on the map. Like that's something else. Like when we talk about faith, that's been put on my heart. But just to go back to what you're saying, like those guys, and I actually got in contact with Kendrick finally. And I haven't really reached out to Coop yet, but because he's got a lot going on, but I got in contact with Kendrick and we're kind of starting to reconnect that bridge between us and you know, make WRU still. And you know, we had a couple guys that had league shots last year. We got another one that's going to be a really good guy this year, but just trying to keep that tradition going. And that's the biggest thing that excites me about Eastern Washington is you get to be a part of something special, and specifically the receiver room. Like you see why it's so successful. Just like you work with Alabama, it's the standard that we hold ourselves to. That's all it is. We take ownership. We do those little things that other position groups and other teams don't. And that's what separates us. But even when I talk about my story, when I came back from watching those Rocky movies, what was the first thing I did? Well, I looked for someone to coach me because I didn't know what to do. We are who we are because of other people. And I understood that very, very early. And I also understood the Bruce Lee kind of aspect of things is that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I knew, I really believed in that. And like I said, the people just came into my life at the right time because I was so open. And I was like, I knew that I was going to have to bring, like, I was always just going to have to be humble and learn from people. Cause like you're saying, like coaching for me is everything. It's just, and even now, like people see me, I got my headphones on. I got them right here. I wear these 24/7, Ben. I'm listening to podcasts on x3. I'm listening to audiobooks on x3. It's a skill that I've acquired, but I'm just always feeding my mind. What more can I learn? What more? And how can I apply it? Right. Cause I talked about it. Like the now is all that matters and taking action is all that really matters. So those examples though, from those guys is huge. And even in high school, I had this guy named Taylor Loeffler, and I would walk past the trophy case every single day. His name was in there, Taylor Loeffler, Boise State. He was the only guy to ever go D1 from my town other than me. And every single day, Ben, I would walk past that trophy case and I would go, I'm going to be in there one day. Every single day. And there was times where I was like, I did not think it was going to happen. You know, I had that, like we all do, right? But I just came back to my process. Like you talk about, like I talk about, it's all about the process. And eventually, you know, there was like right before I left and my coach called me and said, come in, I want you to sign a jersey. I'm like, okay, I sign the jersey and he puts it in the trophy case right in front of me. And that just gives me chills.
Oh, wow. Today
because it's like I did it. And I'm so proud, not about myself, but I'm proud that I'm giving another kid the opportunity to walk past there and say, Nolan Olm, I'm going to be right in there with you. Or I'm going to erase your name. Like, I can't wait to hear about the next just starving, hungry kid that has that burn that you talk about out of my school. And that's why I do all this. I don't care about being remembered. I just want to create recessional effects, Ben. And when I say a recessional effect, that's when you drop a stone into water and it creates the ripple. I'm obsessed with recessional effects. So Yeah, sorry, I kind of went off a little bit there, but
no,
yeah, the example for those guys is huge.
I love it. And I actually want to end there because I want people to remember that about you, your energy right there, because it makes me think of the word legacy. And I know that that's a big word, but that's what you're doing. You going into that trophy case is going to allow your legacy to continue. When you do make it to the NFL, Kelowna, British Columbia will be put on the map at a much higher level. And so for you, I just want to say thank you. So everybody, Nolan Alm, wide receiver, Eastern Washington, in the near future will be Nolan Alm, wide receiver in the NFL, team to be determined. But thank you for your courage. Thank you for your example. Even the things that you're doing off the field, your touchdowns for charity, making it bigger than just wins and losses, bigger than the game. I think it's unique to see somebody at your age show up the way that you do, face the odds and the adversity that you face, and continue to attack. So I hope people are intrigued by your story. So the next Kendrick Bourne, the next Cooper Kupp coming out of Eastern Washington, Nolan, let everybody know how they can stay in contact with you.
Yeah, so just Nolan Olm on Instagram, Olm Nolan on Twitter and TikTok if you're on those. I'm starting to do a little bit of YouTube there. It's Nolan Olm as well. And then my podcast, that's kind of my big thing. And it's called the Make It Happen podcast. It's available Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts at. But it's all the sort of stuff that I talked about today. And I bring on guests just like you do, Ben, that are making it happen. And that's kind of our theme of that one. So.
Well, Nolan, I appreciate you how you show up. Keep attacking every day. Keep doing that extra unrequired work, catching those jugs. My guy, Devontae Smith, who's now making big waves, and I love continuing to have the opportunity to impact him in the NFL. He used to catch 100 jugs every single day, every single year that he was at Alabama. He never missed a day of doing the 100 jugs. So when you said that, it made me think of Smitty, and I appreciate the work that you're putting in. I appreciate the example that you're setting and the example you provide for all of us to show up when the odds are stacked against you. To each and every single one of you listening, thank you. Thank you for joining us week in and week out on The Burn. Thank you for choosing to stay connected to your burn. And if Nolan's story isn't an example of the power of what The Burn is, then you better just keep coming back for more, because I promise you The Burn will be the difference to ignite your why and purpose and to connect you to that discipline action that'll enable you to perform at your highest level. This is The Burn, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
This episode of The Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.